Iran was hit by a deadly terror attack this week, which left over two dozen members of its security forces dead. Top Iranian officials say a heinous act will not go unpunished. As you'll see in this next report, Iranian officials believe that foreign hands were involved in the bombing.
Iran is a formidable force in the tough battle against terrorism in the Middle East region. It has helped several regional countries, including Iraq and Syria, to fight notorious terrorist groups like Daesh. Iran itself is a major victim of terrorism. A large number of Iranians, including many top officials, have been killed in terrorist attacks over the past decades. Iran has managed to significantly enhance security nationwide, but terrorist attacks still occur. On Wednesday, a bus carrying the personnel of the Islamic Revolution Guards Corps came under attack in Sistan and Balochistan province, leaving over two dozen dead. The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, condemned the attack. The leader said the perpetrators of the crime are linked to the intelligence services of some of the countries inside as well as outside the region. But who benefits from trying to destabilize regional countries?
Well, it's part of a policy which the United States and Israel have hatched, really, to try and get the rest of the world to endorse their policies of terror. Basically, they're terrorizing Iran economically, they're terrorizing Iran with military, if you like, warfare through their terror cells, the Takfiri terror cells. They're terrorizing the Iranian public by, if you like, conducting psychological and sort of cultural warfare as well. So there are several levels of terror which are being inflicted on the nation of the Islamic Republic of Iran, and this is just the latest effort.
Meanwhile, President Hassan Rouhani pledged that all perpetrators and those who ordered the deadly bombing will be punished soon. And Iran's top diplomat Mohammad Javad Zarif took to Twitter saying it is no coincidence that terrorists attack the Islamic Revolution Guards Corps on the very same day that a US-led anti-Iran summit starts in Poland. Zarif was referring to the two-day conference that was organized by the United States in a bid to isolate and pressure Iran. Iranian officials have reason to believe the terror attack was connected to certain states and regimes present at the summit, as it was replete with dangerous anti-Iran rhetoric.
The United States made each and every effort to organize a summit to mount political pressure on Iran. And much to the dismay of Washington, many major international players like Russia and China boycotted the summit in Poland. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, however, jumped on the opportunity provided by the summit to threaten Iran. Now, during the summit itself, U.S. once again focused on Iran's missile program. Washington wants Tehran to shelve its missile program once and for all together. But Iran says that's out of the question, that its defense power is non-negotiable. Tehran says it will never ask for permission to develop its missiles because it needs them to defend itself.
Close U.S. ally Israel took advantage of the Warsaw summit to once again step up its anti-Iran rhetoric. During his trip to Poland, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu tweeted, "Israel and Arab countries are trying to advance the common interest of war with Iran." He then quickly walked back from his comments, saying the goal of the Warsaw meeting was to advance the common interest of combating Iran. Iranian Foreign Minister was quick to react to Netanyahu's tweet. Zarif said, "The whole world now knows about Netanyahu's illusions." During the two-day conference, anti-Iran comments were also made by America's top diplomat, Mike Pompeo, and U.S. Vice President Mike Pence. America has intensified its campaign against Tehran after it withdrew from the Iran nuclear deal in May last year. It has now focused on Iran's missile program and is trying to rally support against it. The Warsaw conference was seen as another attempt to portray Iran's missiles as a threat to regional security.
They can't freely distribute their bullying and forceful military oppression against Iran without those ballistic missiles being eradicated. So they're accusing Iran of having these ballistic missiles as if nobody else in the world has them and as if they don't have them. I mean, for heaven's sake, Israel is the owner of 400 nuclear missiles plus. The fact of the matter is they don't even reveal how many they've actually got, so it could be even more.
Iran says its projectiles are for defensive purposes. Tehran insists it will never abandon its missile program under any circumstances.